boss ladies. I hope that you are spectacularly well and that you are doing the work and reaping the benefits and the rewards from learning to recognize toxic people, setting healthy boundaries, improving your communication, and just really believing in yourself a lot more than you possibly have up until this point. You know, it's not something that we talk about often, but actually we do a lot of work on, if you follow this podcast, you know, there's a lot of work and a lot of transformation that you're going through with every episode. You know, the episodes are short, so it doesn't necessarily feel like it's, you know, some kind of preachy sage on the stage kind of thing, right? But I mean, I do augment this with articles and with social media posts and try and stick to certain themes and things. And the whole idea is obviously that if you combine all of these things and you're reading up and you're, you know, practicing some of the things that you've learned, that you will actually notice a very positive shift in your life. So on the topic of positive shifts, you know that I speak about this often and I've written about it as well, the importance of mindset and the importance of being in charge of our thoughts and controlling that negative self-talk and the negativity. So the topic that I wanted to bring up today is something that I've been practicing for a while now, especially when I don't want to do something. You know, like I think we've all got that kid inside of us. It's like, I don't want to. So I go through that as well. And sometimes it is tough. You know, sometimes I'm going through a stressful period or, you know, I'm feeling a little bit down or whatever. And it's difficult to write things that inspire other people, you know, or to post something about Self-Care Sunday, to choose a theme and to know that there's people who are, you know, relying on you sending out that message. So on Sundays, I have a group of over 200 people who subscribe to a group that I run, and I send them a Self-Care Sunday message. And then I also post a similar message across social media. And instead of seeing it as some kind of a burden or something that I have to do, I see it as something that I get to do. And this is a principle that I've been practicing for a couple of months now, and it's really been working. So, you know, when your mind is set on, I have to, it very much for me is a negative thing. It almost feels punitive, right? It's almost like when you were a kid and your mom said you had to eat all of your vegetables, else you couldn't have dessert. You know, you have to brush your teeth before bedtime story. It was almost kind of like, you know, it was a little bit of a punishment, or you're being forced to be responsible, you know, like you're being forced to adult when you don't want to, right? And just by flipping the script, especially around work and some of the things that we don't enjoy doing, by changing the narrative in our minds from, I have to do ABC, to something more positive like, I get to do XYZ, is amazingly powerful because it completely transforms the way that we think about a situation or a task. And what it really forces us to focus on is the best things. It forces us to focus on positivity and on gratitude. So to give you an example, I'm working on a project now that I find relatively challenging, purely because of some of the people that I need to engage with on a daily basis. And, you know, some days it's like really hot and the aircon in my car has given up the ghost, and like, you know, just the commute going there is like, oh my God, now I've got to battle, you know, the traffic in the heat, and, you know, and then I've got to go and deal with these people, oh, you know, and it kind of snowballs, right? And you think about all the negative things, and then you start thinking about all the things that you hate about this specific thing and the things that you don't want to do. Whereas just flipping the script, so their offices are in a part of Johannesburg that I really love. They have really great coffee. There is some amazing people that I get to interact with who are warm and funny and kind and super creative and, you know, just kind of remind me why I do what I do. So the minute I have those negative thoughts that creep into my mind of, oh, I have to go to this place today, I stop myself immediately and I change it and I say, I get to visit a really great part of Johannesburg. I get to have great coffee with nice people. I get to do meaningful work that has a positive impact on people. It's the same on days that, I've got a deadline and I don't really want to write, or I'm not really feeling very inspirational. I flip the script for myself and remind myself that in writing an article, I get to literally inspire thousands of people. Just one of the platforms that I write for, I've got a minimum of 30,000 readers. And I mean, that is amazing just to know that you can write something and have this impact on people. So it's really cool just flipping the script and just reminding yourself of the positive aspects and the things that you really have to be grateful for. And that kind of rewires your brain and gets you to think about more positive things and more things to be grateful for. So my invitation to you today is when those thoughts creep into your mind of, oh, I have to, stop immediately and find the positives and the things that you are grateful for in this situation, and proclaim with confidence and love and gratitude, I get to, followed by whatever it is that you get to do, that you are privileged enough to get to do in this life. And you will see that it is going to alleviate your stress and your anxiety, and it is going to lead to a much more positive outlook, and it is just going to be better for your health and your well-being in general. You get to go and do cool stuff every day. I know that you do. You just need to see it that way. I'll chat to you again.